All right, welcome into the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 14 here on Monday, April 11th. I just want to, you know, welcome into the week. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Chilling, relaxing a little bit. Recovering. Getting yourselves right for the week. Obviously, got to start out to let you know my name is Chris. I'm your host, producer of The New and The Used. You can look me up on all major platforms as The New and The Used. But also to remind you that you can find Pickles and Beats on all major platforms as well, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube. Doesn't matter. You just look up Pickles and Beats. Otherwise, the homepage for Pickles and Beats would be anchor.fm/picklesandbeats. And that's the homepage for the website. You can find, you know, poll questions, kind of participation questions. You can leave voicemails, text messages, kind of all the above in there. So please reach out and let us know, because, you know, honestly, that's kind of the big piece to this is your feedback, your participation, and it kind of makes it the community. But, you know, I also understand just kind of wanting to give a good listen and go from there. So, without a doubt, I appreciate that. So if this is your first time coming in, welcome. If you've been here before, thanks for coming back. The Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast is a place where, you know, they're kind of consumable episodes where you're kind of here just listening to things that maybe I'm interested in the time or in the moment. You know, it could be things off of my latest release radar. Could be something that I just kind of heard recently, or maybe it's an older track that I've enjoyed and just haven't had it on the podcast before. It's kind of all about the vibe that's fitting me today or now. And, you know, this vibe of this podcast can be a little bit different from the last couple. It's got a little bit more boom bap feel to it, a little Monday bop to get you going. And I'm actually going to jump in right away. And this first track is by a producer named Joe Bay. I've had Joe Bay's music featured on a previous podcast way back when. But this track is called You City. Once again, Joe Bay. You City, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 14. So check it out. Thank you. was Joe Bay with a track called You City, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Once again, this is episode number 14. Welcome Monday here, April 11th. And man, what a great way to start out the podcast. I love that track a lot. I like Joe Bay's music a lot. If you're not familiar, please go check him out. Joe Bay, J-O-E, obviously, for Joe, and then Bay, B-A-E. I really encourage folks to check out Joe Bay, also on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm sure he's on TikTok as well. But it's just one of those producers where you go on and kind of see him, you know, break up and play all the different instruments over one kind of video or one title track. And he is an amazing multi-instrumentalist, playing all the different parts to it, and like any of the producers, but he's playing all the live instruments. The bass, that's him. Guitar, that's him. Sometimes he'll be playing some horns. Just a really, really soulful player. That's the big word when I hear that track right there. I think soulful. When I first started hearing, I started out the track. I've mentioned before the way I won't listen to these tracks all the way through. I'll kind of just listen to it like a 30-second snippet. And if it passes that kind of vibe check, then boom, it goes on the playlist, goes in the jar, and we listen to it on the podcast, and I break it down a little further. But that's just me. And when I heard this track, the piano and the guitar in particular, it just sucked me in right away. It was just extremely soulful, kind of trading back and forth, and really just the tone and quality of the bass as well. Just overall stuck out to me as a track that needed to be on this podcast. So had to get it in. The next artist we're going to listen to here, Koff V, C-O-F-F-V, is also an artist that I've had on the podcast. I'm kind of revisiting some artists that has some new stuff coming out. And Koff V is one of those artists that every time I come back to them, I get kind of sucked back in again. And it's just kind of, again, my vibe, my certain kind of music that I enjoy as far as the lo-fi sample-based beat making goes. Koff V does an amazing job. And I just want to make sure I gave a plug to Koff V. So please go check out Koff V. And this track we're going to listen to is called Good Morning. And amazing sample work. I love whenever you get some strings with some backbeat to it. It's just my kind of thing. So if you're out there driving in the car, this is one of those tracks I love to play in the car. And I hope you enjoy it as well. Once again, my name is Chris. I'm the producer of The New and The Used. And you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 14. And this is Koff V with a track called Good Morning. Let's do it.
And all of a sudden, the sky was blue.
Koff V with Good Morning. That's one of those short and sweet beats. But Koff V is one of those producers again where if you go check out their full length record, it's kind of one of those where it just flows one track into the other, and before you know it, 15-20 minutes goes by, the whole little EP full length record is over, and you think it just feels like one big vibe. And so I think they do a great job of capturing that. And like I said, it's not a lot to it other than kind of the sample and the beat, but the quality of the sound does it for me. The strings, every time there's a string thing like that, I always want to know what it came from. Some string quartet record or something you found online, maybe something you even played yourself as a MIDI piece. But always got to wonder and ask those questions. That was Koff V. We're going to jump into the next track here. This is a collaborative track here by SWUM, and Jinsang. Had Jinsang's tracks on here before. Again, another great artist to go check out on all the social media sites, because Jinsang makes some really cool videos of live, you know, beat making as well. So this is called La La La. Once again, SWUM and Jinsang right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Let's check it out. We'll talk about it on the other side. And Jinsang, La La La. I think they tricked me on that one. I'm not going to lie to you. At first, I thought, you know, the Rhodes there was a little bit more of a sample, but I think they sampled themselves on that. But the La 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 was definitely probably from a like a 70s soul record. Makes me want to go searching around, see if I can dig around and find it. It'd probably take a while. But the quality of the sample digging there was good. Not too crisp or chopped up or gritty. Sounded actually pretty clean. You know, that's one of those things that I think I want to dive into in the future more and more, is, you know, how many people are out there really digging anymore these days, because now you can find almost all these old records online on YouTube, and you can sample them from a YouTube clip. But you know, I love digging still. I love digging through records and chopping them up and using them for what I like, and then reselling them, getting a little bit of store credit, and going back and digging some more. I don't like to hold on to them for too long. I keep a stash of some of my favorites, ones that I'll come back and listen to again, but I always got the ones that are being chopped and then recycled, is the way that I think of it. Recycle it back out into the community of other people that might want to listen, maybe find something that I missed when they're chopping. But anyway, La La La, that sample, vocal sample, sounded great. The Rhodes on there sounded really sweet, nice and clean, very authentic, you know. So if that's a MIDI Rhodes in any way, it sounds pretty authentic. I like it. More strings. Again, I'm always a sucker for a little bit of string sample. So great track. I dig it. That's why I made it on my list. we're going to go ahead and jump into the next one. It's another collaborative track. This is Osaki and Purple Cat. And they're working on a track here, or released a track called Parallel Worlds. I believe this is a fairly new release, if I'm not mistaken. But we're going to go ahead and give it a listen. We'll break it down. Once again, my name's Chris, your host, The New and the Used. And you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Remember, you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to leave a voicemail, text message, join in on poll questions. You can even find the link to your favorite platform, whether that's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube. Doesn't matter. Just look up Pickles and Beats and you'll be able to find us on your favorite platform. For podcasts or otherwise. Last week we had a new release under the Pickles and Beats label called Long Range. You can find that again on all major platforms. You want to give it a listen, or on the last podcast, episode number 13, we featured a track. So go give it a listen. We got some new music dropping again this Friday, and I can't wait to play it for you. But until then, we're going to listen to Parallel Worlds by Osaki and Purple Cat. Check it out. On the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Once again, this is episode 14, and my name's Chris. I'm your host, The New and the Used. And, you know, that's a classic to me lo-fi girl track, if I've ever heard one. It's got the kind of soft chords at the beginning, leading you in, whether that's piano or Rhodes, kind of a mixture of the two, the rain, atmospheric sounds in the background, kind of comes in with the light melody, nothing really distinguishable, but just kind of a vibe being set, and then a breakdown, no drums, fades out, goes back to kind of soft chords again, and then boom, comes in with a little bit heavier vibe, you know, leading you to this climax peak of the song, which really isn't usually much of a high peak anyway. It's kind of just a vibe, not trying to get too high, too fast, to keep your heart rate kind of at a mellow pace. And, you know, some cool little echo snaps in there. Some snap with a lot of echo on it, or a lot of reverb on it, stood out to me. So I love the pack there. If they either got that from a pack, or they're getting it from just a MIDI setup on their own kind of DAW or whatnot. But Overall, I thought it was a really great track, Purple Cat and Osaki. I want to play one more track here for you. We got a big release coming up this this Friday, April 15th. If you're out there listening, whether it's past or coming up, you can look it up here under the new and the used. Right here, your producer, the host. I'm doing a collaborative piece here with Brandon Lee Searly. It's a little EP we've been working on for a while and excited about it. Played it little chunks here and there, little snippets on some of our blast radio efforts that Pickles and Beats has been doing. At least once a month, I'll be doing blast radio shows where I kind of play highlights from the podcasts and stuff. And I'll be sneaking some of those in from time to time. Once again, if you're interested in that, you can find any of those links, whether that's on Blast Radio. Look up the app. It's, if you've never heard of it, a very cool idea. I can record a quick radio show, put it up on Blast, and it's up for 24 hours and then goes away. So it's kind of just like listening to a radio show. So I encourage you to check that out, usually once a month. And if you subscribe, then you'll get, you know, they'll let you know when there's a new show. And so I always like to sneak some rare unreleased stuff and, you know, highlights from the podcast that's been going on currently, or whatever, things like that. And so I've put some of these tracks in there, but there's going to be a release coming out this Friday between myself and Brandon Lee Searly. It's called Into the Dark. And recently put up a little YouTube clip and video kind of showing some behind the scenes clips, making of and whatnot. And so throughout this week here, Monday, Wednesday and Friday this week, I'll be highlighting some of those tracks. And so I'm just going to play one before we leave, and I'll break it down, get to give you here on the Pickles and Beats podcast a little behind the scenes of the making of this track. And then I'll leave you to kind of start your week the right way, or finish the week the right way, or whatnot. So the first track I'm going to play for you off of the new release between myself and Brandon Lee Searly is a track called Desire. And I hope you guys dig it, and let me know what you think. You can leave a voicemail or a text message on anchor.fm/picklesandbeats and let us know what you think. So let's check it out. That was a track between myself, producer of The New and The Used, and Brandon Lee Searly, a little unreleased stuff that'll actually be coming out this Friday if you're listening before April 15th. If you're listening post April 15th, please go check out the EP Into the Dark between myself, The New and The Used, and Brandon Lee Searly. Really, really cool stuff. We've been working on it for a while. Really excited to have it out. Ready to be listened to out into the world. Always a good feeling when that happens and kind of comes to fruition. So just felt like we'd play one track at least each day this week. It's a 4-track EP, so I won't be playing them all, but I'll play 3 of them. And I appreciate you giving a listen, a little critique, maybe a little spread, share, shameless self-promotion, can't help it. But, you know, what I need to obviously say is a big thank you to those listening to the podcast today. I hope you, again, are having a great Monday or a great start to your day, whatever day of the week it is that you're listening. But, you know, the Pickles and Beats podcast is hopefully continuing to grow, what is growing right now, and I appreciate those that are liking, sharing, following, and giving your feedback. Remember, you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats and leave a voicemail, text message, jump in on the poll questions, play a role in the community, and lead yourself on to other sites, whether that's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, doesn't matter, TikTok. Look us up, Pickles and Beats, on all major platforms. Once again, my name is Chris, the producer of The New and The Used, and just want to say a big thank you to those. If you're brand new here, thank you so much. And if you are coming back again, thanks for coming back and listening. You are what makes this thing continue to go on and on and on. So your feedback is always appreciated. I hope you have a great rest of your day, rest of your week. And I hope to catch you again soon. Y'all be safe. Keep it lo-fi. Peace.